Talk to me about the agenda this week. We're standing at the top of the week here on Monday morning and are trying to figure out what's going to be setting the headlines for the next several days. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Todd, this week is going to be all about unfinished business. You wrote it to us last night, and we were looking at that, and I think that is totally correct. Good morning, Todd.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, John.
And Charlie Herman, Takeaway and WNYC's economics editor. What's this week going to be all about, Charlie?
In honor of the World Cup, I'm saying la lucha, the struggle.
The struggle. That's good. That's perfect.
Struggle for financial regulations, unemployment insurance, a struggle for the economy.
Todd, on this unfinished business theme, listen to White House advisor David Axelrod talking yesterday. It seems like he could be talking about almost anything the administration is dealing with.
Well, we're reasonably confident, but obviously this thing is uncharted waters, no pun intended.
Now, he's talking about the BP crisis there, right?
Right, yeah, hence the pun, uncharted waters, but plenty of them in Washington as well.
I mean, they're in uncharted waters on the financial regulation bill.
Yeah.
Right? They're in uncharted waters on unemployment insurance, right?
And close to the pier. If they're in uncharted waters, they should be able to pull this one into the port, but they haven't been yet. I guess we're done torturing that metaphor. But unemployment insurance, financial regulation, war funding bill for Afghanistan, all things that they hope to get done certainly before July 4th. And because of polarization on Capitol Hill, some might call it Republican obstruction, none of those things is done yet. So that's a big on the agenda for this week and into next week, getting that Wall Street regulation bill finally done, getting unemployment insurance for more than 2 million people now who've had their checks cut off, John, in unemployment insurance, to get those done. The X factor in all of this, believe it or not, the death of Senator Robert Byrd still looms large because they don't have the votes to pass some of this stuff without winning a couple of more Republicans over. So until they get a replacement for him, it's an X factor when they'll get it done.
But let's sharpen this and get it out of the procedural. I mean, is this going to be something that sets the agenda this week and that people are going to have to deal with it, or does it just float on through the week and we'll be saying the same thing next week?
Well, it's you know, to the frustration of Democrats, it may float on through the week. The only real reason you have to get unemployment insurance done is because people need their checks. The only reason you have to get financial regulation done is because Democrats want to hand Barack Obama a big victory.
But I'd say I would just say for unemployment insurance, I think there's actually a real issue here for a lot of Americans who are running out of unemployment, that Congress may be forgetting that there's some actual real world implications for at least the 2 million Americans who have lost their unemployment benefits. And coming up, there will be another round of about 2 million people who will be without unemployment benefits. And while some in Congress worry that this will add to the deficit, there are others who point to people who are out of work. Actually, if they get any sort of money, they'll spend that, and that could keep the economy going as well.
Well, those numbers, 2 million people coming off the unemployment rolls, Charlie, they are immediately dumped into the recession because their income goes down. They take an immediate hit. By the end of the week, I mean, the struggles that you're talking about are going to be much more apparent, in that we're going to be getting a much bigger picture of whether this recession is going into a double dip or not. Explain.
We start getting the earnings season. It kicks off today with Alcoa. One of the Dow components will release its second quarter earnings. And then throughout the week, we'll have Google, JP Morgan, Intel.
Can we talk about Alcoa for just a second?
Of course.
People should pay attention to that. And you rightly pointed out, because Alcoa is a big commodity, it's a huge indicator of industrial production.
And it gives a sense of how manufacturing is doing. If a lot of companies that build things, for example, a car company is building something, they need steel from Alcoa. So it's a good indicator of how the overall economy is doing. And this is what's really important this week, is that there are going to be a lot of people looking at, well, how did they do last quarter? More people focusing on, well, what do they say about the upcoming quarters? And that'll really give a sense of, is this economy headed towards a double dip that a lot of people are worried about? Or was all the stimulus money that went into the economy, were all the efforts to try and really kickstart the economy and businesses, did it work or did it not?
Right, sort of the match in the rain analogy. But we're not going to torture any more analogies. Let me surprise you here, Todd. You still there?
Yep.
We're going to talk about Kagan in a minute, and that's going to be a positive note for the week, it seems to me, for the Obama administration. But help me to decipher what Robert Gibbs said on Meet the Press yesterday.
I think there is no doubt that there are a lot of seats that will be up, a lot of contested seats. I think people are going to have a choice to make in the fall. But I think there's no doubt there are enough seats in play that could cause Republicans to gain control. There's no doubt about that.
Todd Zwillick, is Robert Gibbs putting the House in play as a campaign issue? Is that how they're setting the agenda this week, or did he misspeak?
Well, I don't think he misspoke. You could look at it one of two ways. Putting it in play to motivate the Democratic base to say, hey, don't let them take over. You've got to get out. You've got to be motivated. The president's party traditionally won't be motivated in the midterm, and the Republicans have all the fire right now. The other interpretation might be lowering the expectations. Yes, we could lose the House. It's possible. I think it's probably a bit of the former.
All right, quickly. Will we have a new face on the Supreme Court by midweek in Elena Kagan?
We will not, John. She is up for a vote on Tuesday in the Judiciary Committee. Republicans have a right under the rules to hold that vote over for another week, to delay it for a week in the committee. I heard from the committee over the weekend from the Republicans. They will do that. They will ask for another week, and then she won't be on the floor till after that. So no joy on Kagan yet.
Charlie, let's end on BP if we could. Just give me a sense of what it means that the share prices of BP are up about 5%. They've got a $3.5 billion bill. They've already made cash on hand. They're selling off assets to try to survive. Are they going to make it?
I don't want to predict whether or not the company's going to make it or not. I think they most likely they will. The big question is going to be, when can they get this oil capped? I think that really will dictate the direction of where the company goes.
And finally, Todd, Michelle Obama goes down to the Gulf Coast today. Is the administration really on the line here, even more than BP, on this capping episode and the relief well business?
With all the wells, with all the oil spewing into the Gulf now before the new cap, PR is really the name of the game for them right now. She'll make a speech in Panama City Beach, really to families and to workers, to try to show the country that the White House is for the families here.
And those families, very cynical, as we heard, earlier in the hour. Whatever happens, we're watching. Seeing is believing down there in the Gulf. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Charlie Herman, WNYC Takeaway Economics Editor, thanks so much.
You bet.
There's your agenda, folks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.